Good morning. Welcome to Rabbi Sachs's Sunday morning shiur. This morning, the shiur is being sponsored by Hetty and Jay Richman in memory of Estelle Richman, Esther Basia Bas Naftali. This morning's topic is Aseres Hadibros, the Chavah Gadol of Sachs.
The central theme of Parshas Yisro, as well as extending to Parshas Mishpatim, is the theme of Kabbalah Satorah and Aseres Hadibros. And the question, no doubt, is the following. What exactly is the uniqueness of the Aseres Hadibros themselves? That certainly, Rashi already quotes many different aspects of Mamari Chazal, that this was what Bnei Yisrael heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and it certainly seems to place the Aseres Hadibros in a category unto itself, but the difficult balance is as follows. The Rambam writes that one of the Ikari Amunah is our thorough belief that HaTorah HaMetzuya Ata Biyadeinu, that the Torah that we have in its entirety, that is what was given to us Ayyidei Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. So therefore, to do anything that would create the impression as though that somehow the Aseres Hadibros, that was conveyed directly to Moshe Rabbeinu, and everything else is somewhat of a pirish on what otherwise was given, that certainly, as the Rambam writes, would be a sense of apikorsus, that we certainly believe that the Torah in its entirety, that is unique, that is all mipi hagvura. And the difficulty, of course, is the following, that given that fact, that balance, how does one at once understand the uniqueness of Aseres Hadibros, and yet at the same time recognize that the psukim of Aseres Hadibros are comparable to any other pasuk in Chumash, that this is the literal Dvar Hashem. The fact that Aseres Hadibros is somewhat unique is clear. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tamid, in Perakei, that the Kohanim each and every day in Beis HaMikdash used to recite Kriyashma, and they also used to recite Aseres Hadibros as well. This was part of their tefillah. And the Gemara writes in Brachos and Daf Yudbeis that Afkvigvulin Bikshuasos came, that even outside of the Mikdash there was an attempt to incorporate the Aseres Hadibros into daily davening. However, the Gemara comments kvar bitlum mipnei tarumos aminim, that they did not allow this practice to take hold because of the fear that would lead to apikursus. As Rashi writes, if you were to ask, why are we mentioning Aseres Hadibros, one could argue, Rachmana Litzlan, that that's because this is the Torah that was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, as opposed to everything else. So on the one hand, it is highlighted in Mikdash, it was part of that which the Kohanim said each and every day, but the Chachamim did not allow this widespread practice to be adopted by the Hamonam. And even though this is true, the Mechaber begins Arachayim in Simen Aleph by telling us that there's certain partials that one should recite each and every day. Included in them, the Parshas Ha'akeda, the Parshas Haman, the Mechaberites Aseres Hadibros, that one should say so every day. And the Ramah immediately is masig, this should only be true biyachid, this should not be done publicly b'tzibur, a reference to that Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud Beis, that kvar bitl mipnei tarumos haminim. The Rishalmi writes in Megillah, it's found in Paragimah Halacha Zayin, that even the Kriyas HaTorah of Aseres Hadibros in earlier times was somewhat different. You know that our Kriyas HaTorah, every Ola recites his own bracha. That was the takana of the Amoraim. But in earlier times, Midin de Mishnah, this was not the case. The Poseach, the Kohen, would recite the opening bracha, and the Chosein, the concluding Ola, would recite the final bracha. And therefore, one set of brachos that you would find in Kriyas HaTorah emphasizing the theme of Kriyas HaTorah in its entirety. And just like generally when it comes to Pesukei Zimra, when it comes to Hallel, you have one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end. That was the model, that was the pattern of Kriyas HaTorah as well. Yet Yerushalmi writes that there was an exception to this. Let's assume, for example, when it was Parsha Zachar. They would have separate brachos in Parsha Zachar in order to mark that this was a unique form of a Kriyas HaTorah. So the Kohen would recite one bracha, and the Shvi would recite another bracha. The Master of Parsha Zachar, they would recite independent brachos. Yerushalmi writes, for example, when it comes to the Kriya of the Tochacha, for example, we discussed the Sugya in Megillah and Daf Lamed Aleph. That was a special Takanas Ezra, to read the brachos and kvelos before the Yantif of Shulis and before Rosh Hashanah, in order to underscore that this Tosfos is a separate takana. Yerushalmi writes, they used to have separate brachos surrounding the Telchacha. For us, we have brachos for every aliyah. It doesn't seem special at all that we have brachos before and after the Telchacha. That's true of every individual aliyah. Yerushalmi writes in Gimel Zayin in Agila that when it came to the Aseres Hadibros, in order to underscore its importance, they used to have separate brachos. When they used to lay in the Aseres Hadibros, in order to emphasize its uniqueness, separate brachos were recited as well. So on the one hand, you find that in the context of Kriya Satorah, you want to highlight Aseres Hadibros, but at the same time, you cannot create the impression that the uniqueness of the Aseres Hadibros is that that is the Dvar Hashem, as opposed to the balance of Kol HaTorah Kula. So this is the difficult tension, so to speak. What is the special character of Aseres Hadibros? How is it similar? And how, in fact, is it considered to be unique? If you look in Shuvas HaRambam, it's found in Simen Memvav. The Rambam was told of a practice of standing for the Aseres Hadibros. You know, some people sit for Kriya Satorah, others will stand for Kriya Satorah. Rami Rittenberg writes that one should stand in general for Kriya Satorah. After all, that Kriya Satorah is a reenactment, re-experiencing the events of Mamad Har Sinai, and just as Vayisyatsu, so too, many have the practice of always standing for Kriya Satorah. And others, no, it's necessary that the Bal Koreh has to stand for Kriya Satorah, that's a Mishnah. However, the Hamon Am does not necessarily have to stand for Kriya Satorah. But the Rambam was told of the practice that people who generally sit stand for Aseres Hadibros, as though the recording added significance to Aseres Hadibros, which doesn't apply to Shar Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Rambam writes, this is Gorim Hefsed Emunah. The Rambam writes, this practice leads to apikorsus. I'll ask a person, why are you standing? The answer is, well, this is the Aseres Hadibros. And somehow, this is unique and this towers above the balance of Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Rambam writes that if you ever see this practice, you have to abolish it. The Rambam refers you to the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Beis that's Tarumos Aminim. That's exactly what Chazal said, that you cannot incorporate Aseres Hadibros into Tefillah because of the misimpression that it would convey. So it's a fascinating issue that the Rambam writes. When the Makshin asked the Rambam the Kashi, he suggested that maybe people really aren't standing for the Aseres Hadibros. Really, maybe they're standing because of the practice of according the Rav that Aliyah, and therefore when he gets up for Aliyah, it's normal for people to stand, and maybe that's why. And once they're standing, they're not going to sit for the Kriya Satorah itself. The Rambam writes, nonetheless, it's Gorim Hefsed Emunah for people to be standing for Aseres Hadibros and sitting for the balance of Kol HaTorah Kula. So that really begs the question, what is the basis of our practice and what is the uniqueness of the Aseres Hadibros? One point that you find clearly, that's mentioned in Midrashim, also found in the Balei HaTosfos, but this is what the Medrash Rabbah writes in the Midbar and Parsha Yud Beis, is the uniqueness of Aseres Hadibros is his representative capacity. Aseres Hadibros represents Kol HaTorah Kula. The Medrash writes, this is Yerushalmi and Shkalim and Perek Vav, that if you will count all of the letters of Aseres Hadibros from Anochi ad L'Reyecho, in such a case it totals Taryag Osios, 613 letters. And why is that? The Midrash is explicit, because the Aseres Hadibros is supposed to represent the entire corpus of the Mitzvah Hashem. It represents the Torah Hashem in its totality. And if you look in Midrashim, you have different answers to what about Ad L'Reyecha, Asher L'Reyecha, the last two words of, right, the Aseres Hadibros, that's a total of seven more mitzvahs. So one day in the Midrash that corresponds to Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach or Sheva Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan. But one thing is clear, that the Yerushalmi, the Midrash, understood the uniqueness of Aseres Hadibros is that it represents Kol HaTorah Kula. And in fact, there's another Yerushalmi that makes this point as well. This is Yerushalmi in Tainis in Perek Dalet Halacha Hei. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Knesset Yisrael, right, were engaged in Avodah Zarah, the Egel Hazav, and Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Lukos. Yerushalmi asks that how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that that was an appropriate response? Shvira Saluchos. So Yerushalmi says, Moshe Rabbeinu Dorash Kal Vachomer, that when it comes to a single mitzvah, the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, there the Torah tells us that if one is an orel in the sense of lax bris milah, or an orel when it was ovid of Avodah Zarah, he is not allowed to partake of Karban Pesach. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, look, if one mitzvah Avodah Zarah will prevent you from engaging in a single mitzvah. So Torah, shekol ha-mitzvos kolelos bo, halachas kama v'chama. Torah, meaning Aseres HaDibros, which includes all of Torah, certainly that one cannot be the recipient of the Aseres HaDibros if one is Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Yerushalmi refers to the Aseres HaDibros as being Torah, and the Yerushalmi elaborates Shekol HaMitzvos Kolel Espo, which includes all of the mitzvos. That's a reference to this notion of the representative capacity of the Aseres HaDibros. That is part of its uniqueness. If you look, for example, this coming Shabbos is Kriya Satorah, Rashi refers to Rav Sadia Gaon. There the Torah says the following, Luchos Ha'Even, the Luchos, V'HaTorah V'HaMitzvos. What exactly does that mean? The Luchos, namely, Torah U'Mitzvos. So Rashi says, Rashi quotes the view of Rav Sadia Gaon, because the Luchos represent HaTorah V'HaMitzvos. That's the meaning of the Pasuk. The Luchos HaEven, which contained in it, are the totality of Torah and Mitzvos. And in what sense is that true? Rashi refers you to the unique contribution of Rav Sadia Gaon. We're used to a Sefer HaMitzvos like the Rambam that breaks up the Mitzvos into Esei and Los Esei. Rav Sadia Gaon's division, as you know, was quite different, and that is 10 categories. All of the Taryag Mitzvos were divided into 10 headings, and each one of them was one of the Aseres HaDibros. And therefore, for example, the Mitzvah Shabbos, Zochei Shem HaShabbos L'Kadsho, is not many Shabbos, but any Mitzvah which is dependent on Kedushas HaZman, that would be subsumed under the heading of Zechira Shabbos. And all Taryag Mitzvos can be categorized based on the 10 categories of the Aseres HaDibros. That is the Chiddush Rashi quotes of Rav Sadia Gaon. In other words, that the Aseres HaDibros represents the totality of the Torah's Hashem. And this is also clear from a fascinating comment you find. It's printed in Mikros Gadolos of the Balei HaTosus. The Das HaKenim of Balei HaTosus in Parsha Shoftim, Devarim Perek Yud Zayin, as follows. The Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, Chofalot Mabeis, that a melech is obligated to have an additional Sefer Torah. Each member of Knesset Yisrael writes a single Sefer Torah, the mitzvah kisvu lachem es hashira hazos, and the melech is obligated to have an additional Sefer Torah as well. It's an interesting issue, the relationship of Sefer Torah A and Sefer Torah B of the melech, but the melech has two Sefer Torah. Why exactly is that necessary? Well, the Gemara writes as follows, because the Melech has to have another Sefer Torah that constantly accompanies the Melech. So aside from the one which does not accompany the Melech regularly, there is a Sefer Torah that is always with the Melech. Why exactly is that true? The Ran, in Joshua Saran, Joshua Yud Aleph, has a beautiful biur, and that's as follows. The Ran writes that the Torah believes in a two-tier system of justice. After all, most Rishonim assume there's a mitzvah of shofet, shoftim v'shotrin, a mitzvah of minui ha-shoftim, but there also is a mitzvah of melech, som tasim alech ha-melech. According to Rov Rishonim, that is a mitzvah. It's not just simply an accommodation, but rather it's a mitzvah to have a shofet and to have a melech. And there are questions, why exactly is that necessary? Why do you have to have a melech as well as a shofet? So the Ran explains as follows, that the roles are quite different. The role of the shofet is the letter of the halacha, the shura sadin. That is the role of the shofet. When a shofet paskins, right, his job description is to enforce the letter of the halacha itself. If, for example, his psak will not reflect the Torah Hashem, in such a case, that is a toast. Many times the psak is not even binding. The difficulty the Ran points out is as follows, that if the entire scope of our judicial system would be the letter of the halacha, one could realize that society would not function properly at all. You could have almost anarchy. Now, how difficult it is to put someone to death for a capital offense with the shura sadin. You require hasra, and you require hasra that is told kedei dibur. You require what is termed yater atzmo lemisa, that the person responds, that he accepts the hasra, and nonetheless he is performing this particular act. How often is it that Bezin would put someone to death based on the shura sadin, the sugya in the very end of the first parak of Makos, once every 7 years, once every 70 years? So what type of deterrence would that be if a person is only enforcing the letter of the law? And therefore the Torah says there must be, right, some sense of balance, there must be another authority as well, and that is the authority of the melech. And a melech, by definition, has a more elastic authority to make sure that society will run in a just fashion. And that is the two-tier judicial system, the difference between a melech as opposed to a shofet. The Ran writes a further chiddush that is true when you have a melech and when you have a shofet. And let's assume, for example, you don't have a melech. The Ran writes, then the shofet wears two hats. The shofet sometimes embraces the role of the shofet, and other times the role of the melech. And that is the concept of the sugya in Kedushin Daf Peh of makin va'onshin shalom min hadin. Sometimes, right, a shofet can go ahead and go beyond the letter of the law in order to see to it that society will function properly. That's the Kiddush that the Ran writes. That's true. The Devar Avram discusses, maybe a fascinating topic for another shir, the concept of Dina de Malchus de Dina. What is its basis? What are its guidelines, its parameters? What exactly is the koach of Dina Malchus de Dina, the first shir in Devar Avram? It is based on Dinei HaMelech. Dinei HaMelech. There's the shofet, right? But then there is the melech that has a more elastic, a more comprehensive authority. And then the Ran writes as follows, that precisely because of the more inexact, the more nebulous, the more elastic authority that the melech has, that's why it's always necessary that the melech carry a Sefer Torah, because that unbridled authority can lead itself to significant abuse. And therefore there always has to be a check and balance. And what is the check and balance of the melech? Right, one of the mechanisms is that the melech always carries the Sefer Torah with him. Now, and therefore, that serves as a reminder. Even a makin v'onshin shalom and hadin has to be consistent with, right, the Ratzon HaTorah. And therefore, that is why it's necessary that a melech always have a Sefer Torah with him. How does the melech always carry a Sefer Torah? Practically speaking, how is that done? The language of the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis is somewhat surprising, that also kemin kameya, he makes it into an amulet, and vitola al zroa, and he affixes it to his arm, almost like tefillin. But you know, it's hard sometimes to imagine what that would be. No, the entire Torah is contained in an amulet, and it's worn on the arm of the melech. How exactly is that? So if you look in the Mikros Gedolos, the Dasakin and Baliatosos, the Baliatosos, right? Aseres Adibros. The melech always carries with him the Aseres Adibros. And it is referred to as the Torah Sashem because the Aseres Adibros represents the Torah Sashem in its entirety. And that is what always accompanies the melech. That's the chiddush that Tosus writes. So many makoros that point to exactly this message, that the Aseres Sedibros is unique, not chas v'shalom that this is the Torah Hashem as opposed to anything else, but rather the representative capacity of the Torah Hashem. If you look in the Pirush HaRashbam on Haggadah Shel Pesach, the Rashbam writes that that's the meaning of Dayenu, that Ilu Kervon Lifnei HaSinai, Lo Nasal Nono Esatora. Hard for us to imagine exactly what that means in a literal sense. Bring us to Mamad HaSinai. Do not give us the Torah, and that would have been sufficient. Is that really true? That would have been sufficient not to receive the Torah Hashem. So the Rashbam writes, well, you should realize, Torah means Aseres Adibros. Aseres Adibros. And what does that mean? Had you brought Bnei Yisrael to Har Sinai, and not given us the Aseres Adibros, right, Dayenu. In what sense? Kol HaTorah Kulo was given to us al Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. The Aseres Adibros, the Rashbam writes, simply was given to us directly. That's what Rashi writes, Ve'la HaDvarim, that we heard, Mipi HaGvura. The fact that we were Zochet, to hear that Mipi HaGvura, that's what Rashi writes in Parshas Mishpatim, that was a great chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It could have been sufficient for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the Aseres Adibros as he gave us all the balance of Torah, meaning Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. The fact that he gave us directly the Aseres Adibros, that was a great chesed, and that is the meaning the Rashbam writes of Dayenu. Torah means Aseres Adibros. So of course Kadosh Baruch Hu had to give us the Torah Hashem. We wouldn't have argued, no, that wasn't necessary. But the Torah Hashem could have been given to us in its totality as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us everything else. That's Rashi writes at length in Parshas Mishpatim, that Bnei Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu that we want to hear the Torah of Hashem directly. We want to be Zalcha. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu responded, well, you have to prepare yourself. And Bnei Yisrael did that necessary preparation, and lo and behold, they were Zalcha to hear Aseres HaDibros. So that's a further example of where Torah is synonymous with Aseres HaDibros. So on one level, that is the representative capacity of Aseres HaDibros. And therefore, one could balance as follows. What is unique about Aseres HaDibros is that it represents Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, when we accord special significance to Aseres HaDibros, it is not the implication that somehow this is Mipi HaGevur and everything else is not. Certainly not. But it acknowledges that when we honor the Aseres HaDibros by standing, or the separate brachos of the Aseres HaDibros that the Yerushalmi writes, or the fact that the Kohen and Mikdash used to recite Aseres HaDibros each and every day, that was an acknowledgement of Kol HaTorah Kula. One could stand for all of the Torah, or one could stand for a Aseres HaDibros that represents the totality of the Torah Hashem. So on one level, that is the special character of a Aseres HaDibros, its representative quality of the Taryag mitzvahs. One could argue as follows, that perhaps that concern of the Gemara Brachos and Daf Yud Beis only applies to tefillah. That's the Terumah Saminim. After all, the Yerushalmi is explicit. They used to have separate brachos, as mentioned, right, for the Kriya Satora of Aseres HaDibros. And that wasn't Terumah Saminim. Apparently, the Gemara felt that Terumah Saminim is especially prevalent when it comes to individual tefillah. And therefore, in the Misgeres of Kriya Satora, that is not, but maybe only when it's linked to aspects of tefillah. Rav Moshe Yudin writes, Mechelek Dala Vigros Moshe, that we have a practice of standing for other things as well. We stand for the Shira Sayam, we stand for the conclusion of each and every Sefer, and therefore if that is our minhag, so therefore standing is not necessarily an indicator, right, of right something which is right so important that it towers above and beyond, because we will stand for other things as well, and therefore maybe that justifies the practice. Rav Slavitchi pointed out the following beautiful chiddush, and that is that maybe even that Rambam and the Tshuvas and Tshuva Mem Vav would agree that our practice of standing for Aseres HaDibros is legitimate. In what sense? Because here Rav Slavitchi pointed out as follows. We know that there's a Masorah of two different types of trup which is used for the Kriya of Aseres HaDibros, Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton. And the difference in a word between Tam Elyon and Tam Tachton is as follows. The Tam Elyon that we just learned divides the Aseres HaDibros not as psukim, but rather as dibros. We continue even though the pasuk ends. And Tam Tachton, that divides Aseres HaDibros based on Kriyas HaPsukim. Zocher Sema Shabbos Lakadsho, and then you stop. That is the essential difference between the Tam Elyon as opposed to Tam Tachton. And therefore, when we lane using the different types of trap, it's a different form of kriya. When we will lane with Tam Tachton, that's an indicator that we're reading the Torah's Psuke HaTorah. When we lane the Torah's Tam Elyon, we're doing so the Torah's Dibros, as Kabbalah HaTorah. In fact, the Magen Avraham cites a minhag that you don't see so much bisman as that, but in earlier times the common minhag, the Magen Avraham is in Hilchos Shavuos, Siman Tav Tzadi Daled. The Magen Avraham writes that you only use Tam Elyon once a year, only on Shavuos. Not in Yitzhah and not Yeshanan. Because if I were to ask you, why are you laning the Aseres HaDibros, the Spash Shabbos or Yeshanan? You know what the answer is? Parshas HaShavuah. If I ask you on Shavuos, why are you laning Aseres HaDibros? The answer is Kabbalah HaTorah. So therefore, Kabbalah HaTorah warrants Tam Elyon, Aseres HaDibros. Mashenkin, when it comes to Yisro Yeshanan, that's typical Kriya HaTorah Parshas HaShavuah, and as such, therefore, you lain Tam Tachton. Reb Chaim pointed out the following chiddush, that the Rambam's practice was only to lain Tam Tachton, because the Rambam never mentions a Kriya HaTorah B'Tam Elyon. The Rambam points out the Masorah that we have of Tam Elyon Tam Tachton, but the Rambam never indicates Tam Elyon utilized for the mitzvah of Kriya HaTorah. Neither right? Parshas HaShavua, nor when it comes to Chag HaShavuos. The Rambam only used to have a Kriyat Tam Tachton, and our minhag is quite the opposite. We always lean Tam Elyon. Whether it's Shavuos or even Parshas HaShavua, we always lean Tam Elyon. And here Rosh Vayetche pointed out the following beautiful Chiddush, that you know what the Rambam's Hefzer Emuna, the potential apikorsus of standing for Aseres Adibros, that's only Lishitase. If you couple the Rambams to utilize Tam Tachton and to stand, that is Terumas Aminim. In other words, I am leaning not as a reenactment of Kabbalah Satorah, not as Aseres Adibros, I am leaning Tam Tachton as Psukei HaTorah, and yet I'm according added significance to this pasuk as opposed to that pasuk. That is the Terumas Aminim. But if, for example, we were to lane with Tam Elyon, indicating that we're doing so because we are reenacting Mamon Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah, Vayisyatzvu, in such a case, that is not Terumas Aminim at all. And that is the combination that the Rambam objects to, Tam Tachton together with Amida. It was not the minute of the Rambam to lane Tam Elyon, but had it been, the Rambam would not be so adamantly against standing at that particular time. Let's assume, for example, as follows. We stand for the Shira Sayam. Is that Terumas Aminim? So apparently not. Why not? Maybe one could answer as follows. Maybe it's not Terumas Aminim because it's not Terumas Aminim. There's no Hafamina. When a person hears, let's say, the Shira Sayam, or when a person, let's say, stands for the concluding pasuk of each and every sefer, that's because his mindset is that pasuk is more important. If I were to ask you, and what is the concluding pasuk of Sefer Yikra? You may not know. No, it's hard to argue that, you know, we're standing because of the primacy of that pasuk. We don't even remember necessarily what that pasuk is. We're standing because we're being mashlim, a particular sefer. In other words, so perhaps one could argue there's no Terumas Aminim. Or one could argue perhaps as follows, that when it's clear that the reason that we're standing is not to accord special significance to the pasuk, that is not Terumas Aminim. For example, when it comes to the Shira Sayam, why are we standing? We're standing because we always stand for Shira. No, we stand for Hallel. Is that Terumas Aminim, that we're standing for Hallel, as though the Psukim of Tillim are more important than? No. We can sit for Kriya Shema, but we'll stand for Hallel because we're standing when we engage in Hallel or Shira. And how do we indicate that that's true? Perhaps one could suggest the following by using a trup that is an indicator. But the Shira also, we don't use the typical trup of Kriya Sapsukim. There the trup indicates that this rendition is a form of a shira. It's interesting, even our minhag, that the last pasuk, we also read with a little bit of a nuanced trup, in order to indicate that, you know, this is not the typical kriya of a pasuk. Right here, we're according to significance because we're mashlim a sefer, or because of shira, or because of Kabbalah Satorah, and as such, that is not considered to be a form of Terumas Aminim. But if you wouldn't alter, if you would read it simply as a pasuk, in a court added significance, that is what the Rambam, in fact, would object to. So it's an interesting possibility that perhaps it's the combination of the two shitos of the Rambam. That is, sitting together with Tam Tachton. That is critical. But utilizing Tam Elyon in such a case, right, would not prevent the possibility of standing for Aseres HaDibros. We always embrace Aseres HaDibros as an opportunity to reenact the moment of Kabbalah Sator, not only on Shavuos, but even when we lay in Yisro and Veschanan as well. When it comes to this parsha of, right, Aseres HaDibros, Kabbalah Satorah, here when you look in Parshas Veschanan, the Torah tells us as follows, that the events of Mamed Har Sinai were not just simply historically significant. That certainly is true. But realize as follows. Number one, it was a moment that we attained a Kedushas Yisrael. When we became obligated in the Mitzvot Hashem, namely at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, so therefore that was a Mikadesh. That's what we always recite in each bracha, in davening, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvot Tzivanu, Kadshenu Mitzvot Sefa, that being obligated in a mitzvah, that is an indicator of Tosefes Kedusha. That points to Kedushas Yisrael. And perhaps the greatest proof is the Sugya Christus and Daltes, and that is Gerus. Gerus. You know, it's not so explicit in the Torah. What is the formula? What is the prescription of Gerus? How is it that one becomes a Ger? And the Gemara writes just so simply. The Gemara says, Kachem Kavoseichem. Well, we have an incredible model. Our Gerus. Our Gerus. Kabbalah Satorah. Whatever we did at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, that is the model of Gerus. So therefore, if we said Nashta Ben Ishmael, so therefore you need Kabbalah Samitzvos. And if Tevila was necessary then, Tevila is needed now. And if Bris Mila was necessary, therefore Bris Mila is a form of the Gerus as well. Hartzos Damim, if Hakravas HaKarbanos was necessary then, so therefore Karban is a requirement of Gerus. And in fact, that's exactly what the Gemara raises, that how do you have Gerus Bizman Hazeh without the Beis HaMikdash, without HaKarbanos HaKarbanos? The answer is, the Gemara says, a pasuk of the Doros Echim, that the Torah goes out of its way and tells us that even without the Beis HaMikdash, throughout the millennium, the Doros Echim, you will be able to have a Maisa Gerus. So in such a case, the whole assumption of the Gemara, Kabbalah Satorah is Gerus. And if I were to ask you, and what does Kabbalah Satorah have to do with Gerus? The answer is, everything. That's what Mamad Har Sinai was. It was the Mekadesh. That's when we attained a Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, aside from the obligation in mitzvahs, that is the moment that we were fully endowed with a sense of Kedusha. And if you look in Parshas V'Yeshanan, here the Torah tells us, Raki Shamalacha U'shmor Nafshecha Ma'od Pen Tishkach Hesadvarim. The Torah writes that a person is always obligated to be mindful of Mamad Har Sinai. It's interesting, right? Raki Shamalacha U'shmor Nafshecha Ma'od. The Ramban is very troubled. The Ramban is found Sefer HaMitzvos. In the additional mitzvahs to Ramban, the mitzvah sheshach acharav, the Ramban's heading, the mitzvah Ramban forgot to count. Mitzvah day is lo sasei, is this. Right? Pentishka chesadvarim. One is not allowed to forget Mamad Har Sinai. Right? A person is always obligated to, right, be aware of these particular events. You know, it's interesting, the Stipler points out, we discussed this in earlier shiurim in a very different context, that sometimes the Torah gives us a mitzvah, and it doesn't really tell us how often that mitzvah is performed. And that's always a bit of a challenge. You know, how often? The Torah tells us there's a mitzvah of tefillin, there's a mitzvah of nesias kapayim, a mitzvah of tefillah, right? A mitzvah of Talmud Torah. How often do you have to fulfill these mitzvahs? Because the Zman HaMitzvah is not so obvious. There are many indications based on the Rambam. This is what the Kesef Mishnah points out in Perakei, the Vilchus Yisodei HaTorah, that if you have an open-ended mitzvah, where the Torah doesn't tell us how often, it means each and every day. Minimally, once a day, each and every day. When it comes to tefillin, for example, how often? How often? Laila, we assume, midaraisa is man tefillin. We don't put on tefillin at night because midrabanan, shani yishin bam, or if a person will fall asleep, we won't be able to safeguard the kedusha of tefillin. Midaraisa, laila is man tefillin. So, you wear tefillin day, you wear tefillin night. Shabbos and yantif, right? We assume Shabbos and yantif is not man tefillin. So aside from Shabbos and yantif, how often do you have to wear your tefillin? So it's Sunday, a person says, you know what, I'll wear my tefillin like that 5 hours, like today, and that will carry me through until next Sunday. Because during the course of the week, on a good week, say you're wearing your tefillin for like 45 minutes a day. So therefore, let's do it now, and therefore we're exempted until next week. Good? Can that be done? The Kesef Mishnah writes, no. Maybe, right, tefillin maker hadin can be kol hayom, but minimally, it's once a day, each and every day. You have to put on tefillin every day, because if the Torah doesn't tell us, right, when it is done, but it's open-ended, it means once a day, each and every day. The Torah says, Odo v'chol rabchem, you have to daven. Yeah, davening is open-ended. The Rambam begins v'chol tefillah, karakala. Mitzvah says, you have to daven each and every day. The Rambam, my shachris, min echmar, rabbanon, once a day, each and every day, that's the mitzvah min ha-Torah. How do you know once a day, each and every day? That's exactly the answer, because the Torah says, according to the Rambam, yechayiv and avodah shebelev, it doesn't tell us how often to fulfill that mitzvah, and therefore that means once a day, each and every day. This can be extended even to the mitzvahs of Zechirah. Parsha Zachar, the Rambam writes, that's the mitzvah of Zechirah Samalek. Since when is the mitzvah of Zechirah Samalek? Once a year. Why is it only once a year? Right? The Rambam implies that it's a mitzvah of this katanit each and every day. Each and every day. These are open-ended obligations. This is true of Zechiras Mamet HaSinai as well. Once a day, each and every day. So some, as you know, will recite after davening all of the Zechiras. All the places in Chumash that Zohar, in fact, is mentioned. The most common minhag of six Zechiras, to say each and every day. If you look in the Magen Avraham, Hilchos Kriya Shma Simen Samach, the Magen Avraham points out there's a reference in Birchos Kriya Shma and in Kriya Shma for all the six Zechiras. So even if one doesn't say it explicitly, right, after davening, but nonetheless, one should have that in mind during the course of davening. So for example, when we say, right, in the bracha, right before Kriya Shema, V'keiravtanu l'shimcha hagadol. What is V'keiravtanu? When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring us close? The answer is Mamet HaSinai. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes. When one recites V'keiravtanu, one should have in mind the zechira of Mamet HaSinai, L'shimcha HaGadol. What is Shimcha HaGadol? Not the Rashi writes, no, the Medrash, what also is called Kiyad Al Keska, Melcham Hashem Amalek Midor Dor, in Shmo Shalem, in Kiso Shalem, Hashem's reign, Kaviyachol, is incomplete, Ad Shichra Zara Shal Amalek. Shimcha HaGadol is a reference to Mechias Amalek. So therefore that's also, that's Zechira as well. Right, and the balance are found in Kriya Shema and in Birchos Kriya Shema. That's the Chiddush that the Magen Avraham writes. A person should constantly be aware of that. So this is what the Ramban writes. This is a mitzvah lo sase, because Hishamar pen al is lo sase. Rak Hishamar lachar shmonash chomen pen tishkach es advarim. Right, the person always has to be aware of that privilege of Mamet HaSinai. That's part of our Hodah that we give our Kadosh Baruch Hu for Kabbalah HaTorah. If you look in the Gemara Menachos, Sarites and Mudbeis, frightening, Rish Lakish. Kol HaMishakeach Davarecha B'limuda. Anyone who forgets anything that he learns. No, over below, so say. Vayit in Sederaisa. You have to retain the Torah as Hashem. Because the Pasuk says, right? Raki Shamalacha Ushmana Shecha Ma'od Ten Tishkach Yesadvai. Right? So therefore, part of a priority in Limud HaTorah must be retention. Must be retention. Now, so it's important, even in terms of the Derech HaLimud. Look, we can't remember everything, but nonetheless, right, this is something that we have to try to commit, right, to memory. There's the Amelus Patorah, but there's also the retention of the Dvar Hashem. Rish Lakish says, that's a critical component to Limud HaTorah, to be able to retain, right, that which you know, and to try as best as one can, to go ahead and to try to engage in Chazara, you know, the Gemara writes that a person should constantly review that which he learns, right, in order that the munach bekiste, should be something that a person has securely in his pocket. Right, the Gon points out, what is the mashal of munach bekiste? You know, sometimes a person carries a very valuable item and he has it in his pocket. You're walking throughout the day, you know, you have, right, a nice amount of cash, you have a valuable ring in your pocket. You know what invariably you always end up doing? You keep on putting your hand in your pocket to make sure that it's there. Now, you know it's there, it didn't go anywhere, but nonetheless, every few minutes you find your hand, right, mamash mesh bekisa, that's a Gemara. The Gemara tells us, and that asli adam mamash mesh bekisa kol shav v'shav. Human nature, a person that constantly reaches into his pocket to make sure that that item is still there. That's what the Gon writes. A person has to constantly be memashmesh, because so in the sense that always make sure that the Torah Hashem accompanies you everywhere that you go. The Melech has his Sefer Torah, and we have to make sure that even without that additional Sefer Torah, that the Torah Hashem accompanies us in every walk of life. So therefore one has to always be mindful of Mamet HaSinai, right? And the person always has to do the best that he can to retain, right, those elements of the Torah Hashem. It's interesting in that context of Rak Yisham Elachar Shmona Shecha Ma'od, remember Mamet HaSinai, that's what the Torah says, V'hodata Levanecha V'Levanecha, and teach your children well. Now this is something you have to convey. This is part of the obligation of Chinuch, to recollect, to recall Mamet HaSinai. I've often mentioned that the way that we receive the Torah Hashem, that is part of our obligation to transmit the Torah Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have just given us, right, the Torah Hashem, right, without the pomp and ceremony, without the drama of Kabbalah HaTorah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so with Mamed Har Sinai, with Eish, Uvamayim. It tells us an important lesson, and that is that the Torah Hashem has to be conveyed, right, in a conducive, in a compelling fashion, with passion, with enthusiasm. That's Vahodat Levanecha. Recollect Mamed Har Sinai, and in such a manner, this is how you have to transmit, right, the Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem in the sense of Asharnochi Mitzavcha Hayom, that B'cho Yom V'yom Yibenecha Kichadoshim, that the Torah Hashem has to be a refreshing, a renewed experience each and every day. That's what Navi Yeshaya criticizes. Knesset Yisrael of mitzvos and Hashem Lamada. The challenge of doing mitzvos daily and yet doing so with a sense of passion, with a sense of enthusiasm, because when something becomes part of the daily routine, right, it's hard sometimes to be so enthusiastic about it. But that, no doubt, is our mandate. We have to constantly remember Mamed Har Sinai, because that Hishchashus is considered to be that which is critical. So Mamed Har Sinai in Aseres Hadibros is critical in the sense that it represents Kol HaTorah Kula. The Tamelion reminds us of our participation in the act of Kabbalah Satorah, and it teaches us that need to recognize Kedushas Yisrael, the need to constantly do whatever one can to retain, right, the scope of the Torah Hashem, to make it as much part of us, and the need l'mashmish tamid, always to have it with us, to constantly serve as a reminder. This is part of that mitzvah that the Ramban writes of Raki Shamalachar Shmonafshach Ma'od. There's much more to Kabbalah Satorah than simply the historical moment that we became Mitzuva Va'osa. That certainly is true, but accompanied with that is so much more. Part of the reason that we stand, right, for Kabbalah Satorah is to underscore, right, the privilege of that experience. But Chazal always feel that the privilege, right, in general, always is accompanied by commitment and responsibility. The privilege of Kabbalah Satorah, that must go hand in hand with the Kofling Hartigigas, the Shibud, the indebtedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Shmiras HaMitzvos, observance of the Tayag Mitzvos, the mindset that Kabbalah Satorah is always in front of us, and it motivates us, right, in every aspect of life. For the Melech, right, as one example, he always has to carry the Sefer Torah with him, and for us, right, that lesson, right, of Kabbalah Satorah always has to accompany us, and that perhaps is why the Torah doesn't tell us how often it's done. Minimally, it means at least each and every day, but maximally, it means that every decision and every aspect of life that has to be imbued with that sense of Kedusha Satorah.
I just have to check the visual office, but right now, we're out of tax, but we'll be here. Thank you very much.